Hey, well, day three is done, and it says that it was a medium difficulty hike, but you know, we're getting higher, and as a result, things are getting harder. I mean, we started at 1,950 meters, and we have climbed in these 3 days all the way up to 4,315 meters, and tomorrow we're moving from the moorland into the alpine desert. From what I hear, as we cross the saddle, it's going to be like walking on Mars. It's just kind of otherworldly, and today kind of felt like that, you know. One of the things that I've been processing, and you know, at this point, I'm pretty tired, and I've been blessed enough to really not be affected huge by the altitude. I think the Diamox is really doing its work. Today I got a little sun. The sunblock that I'm using just couldn't cut it, and so I'm not full on burnt, but I definitely got some burn on these widow peaks and around the beard, and so definitely going to be working on that tomorrow. But had a bit of a headache, you know, coming down. We hiked high, and then we came down low. What's up, bud? Yo.
My Nalgene in there.
Your Nalgene is in here. Yes, it's just right around the corner. Say hi to Podcast World, because I'm recording.
What's up, Podcast World?
This is Greg. He's our leader and one of my best friends. And it's been great. He's leading really great. Love you, man.
We're here in Mawenzi.
What is, maybe for you, one word for today? Singular word.
One word for today is victory. We had a few people sick over the last couple of days that have turned a hard corner, and they're now healthy. And
yeah,
we're going into the hardest days tomorrow. And some of the night will be Friday morning at midnight.
Yeah.
So we need our team healthy. We're going to turn the corner, and so we had sweet victories today in one of the coolest places on the mountain.
How do you feel about the team?
I feel good. I feel overwhelmed in gratitude.
Yeah.
We have
a good team.
David Wagner's on this team.
Hey, man.
I mean, how could you not want to be on this team with David Wagner? So.
It's true. It's true, and that's high praise. I appreciate that.
But, we're less than creeping up almost on 24 hours till we summit, so
you can think
about that.
And dinner's in 5 minutes, right?
Dinner's in five.
All right, I'll be there. All right, love you, man. See ya. I'll bring my Nalgene's for sure. So we had these amazing porters. I got these pictures. I'll show you all guys later. But so we camped, and then we dropped all of our gear and had lunch. And then we went on another hike up to this kind of majestic ridge, and kind of like the Sawtooth Mountains in Stanley, Idaho, like Sawtooth Wilderness in Idaho, and got some amazing pictures. But as we're climbing up the mountain for pictures and to acclimatize, we have porters hiking up the mountain for clean water source and then coming and filtering it for us so that we are drinking enough water, and Diamox is dehydrated. It will dehydrate you. So I'm drinking probably about 5 liters of water a day. So it's one of the reasons why I feel really good, and I don't feel like I'm, you know, dehydrated. But it's one of those things now where the altitude is like a little less hungry. I've been eating really well and not as eager to drink water. And so I'm just having to discipline myself. So a key takeaway for me, you know, Greg said victory. For me, it was the move from proximity to presence. And I talk about this all the time, but you can be in proximity with someone and never present. And for us in the city, this is a huge issue. We have proximity around families and people. We share the same space and affinity for the city, but are not really with them or present with them. So I came into this kind of hike with a mindset, sabbatical Dave mindset, of just connecting with God in the mountain. And what it's turned into is connecting with God on the mountain through others and being encouraged by their stories and then encouraging them and getting up the mountain together. And so it's been a lot and a lot of conversations. And it's kind of like what's in you comes out in the best way. And it's like, man, God's doing an incredible work. And so we have people from all over the country here. Found a couple pastors that, like, some of our real close friends are shared friends. We haven't even known each other. So I met Brad Williams today. I had a really great conversation with him. The guy's doing a good work through him in Spokane. And so, thank you so much for blessing me with listening to this podcast. I receive those blessings. Please continue to pray. Pray that I would be present with my team, with Greg, with their little team from Missio Day. Oh man, this was a highlight. And I know this is like 5 minutes. It's not bad, but I got to go to dinner soon. Total highlight. This climb totally reminded me of Natalie today, because there were these beautifully distinct flowers. I mean, just it's kind of indescribable. I heard the flowers in Kilimanjaro are just gorgeous. And first couple days, just didn't see a lot of shrubbery. It felt in some ways like we were hiking through like some of the Appalachian, but we got today into just this kind of God's mountain territory and these beautiful flowers. And I just, all day, Natalie was in my heart as a creative influencer and beautiful in a distinct way. So I've been praying for you. I love you so deeply. May you be rich in this time, and may Aspen no longer nip at your heels. So I'm bringing something home for you from the mountain, and I'm so grateful for you and for my family, for my wonderful wife and kids, and I can't wait to continue trekking across the country when we get home and go and visit family. And so, from the mountain, may God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. Go in peace. To dinner. Peace. Day 3's blessing was provided by my bride, April.
Heavenly Father, we just pray a blessing now over David and those who are journeying. May you continue to be his rock, his strength, and his center as he travels on. Lord, give him eyes to see your mighty work at hand, and may he give you glory and honor and praise in all that is happening around him, Lord God. We ask that you would draw him to the depths of your wellspring, Lord, that brings life to the fullest. May he feel your love, Lord God. May he be your presence, Lord, amongst the people he is with, Lord God. And may you continue to be glorified in all that is and all that will be. In Jesus' name, amen.